Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hey guys, my name is Stephanie. I listen to your show all the time on my long commutes to work. Love it. And I wanted to submit one of my stories. It's not even really mine, to be honest, but it's a really good story. I just thought I'd share it with you. It happens to be an ex-boyfriend of mine who was never a believer. In fact, our whole seven-year relationship, I really felt alone in my ghost belief, felt like I couldn't really share much with him because anytime I did, I kind of got the eye roll. He just was very much a non-believer until, of course, something happened to him. So he was a chef, a private chef at that, and he got recruited to go cook for a family for a week, kind of in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. Pretty much a cowboy town. I think I can actually give you guys the town name because it's not telling too much, but it's Cody, Wyoming. And he and his buddy, another chef, were to cook for a family on their ranch there for, I think, about a week. So anyway, they get there, kind of desolate cowboy town, but they go and cook on this ranch that has a lot of cool history, I guess, to the land. So they go there. They are told to sleep off of the main house and go sleep in some of these guest cabins that are, you know, meant for the health, essentially. And in this little cabin right off the main property, because this will be important later in the story, but their room, him and his buddy were to sleep in the same room, and it was the way it was set up was, you know, inside this little cabin that was pretty old, and it had you know, basic amenities, and it wasn't very large, and the bedroom had one bedroom, with two twin beds. And I think there was some, you know, nightstand right in the middle, kind of separating the two beds. So him and his buddy were to sleep in that one room together, just in the two little twin beds. And he noted it was, you know, decorated really cool. He told me this on the phone that very evening, his first day there, that, you know, really old style decor, very cabin like, kind of what you would imagine, cowboy cabin from the 1800s. And he says there's this really cool painting even of this old man who kind of, you know, just looks like a cowboy, some weathered old man. He said the painting was of him sitting on a chair in front of all these pieces of wood, log wood, excuse me. So like chopped up pieces of log stacked up really high. And it was like this old man was painted being sat in front of all these logs. So that painting, I guess, was in the room. He thought it was really cool. Goes and cooks for the family, you know, for a couple days, no issue. And then meets the other employees of the house and the manor, I guess is what you could call it. And they clued him into some of the cool history of the land. And the story goes, there was this man named, I want to say Anson Eddy, and he lived in Cody, Wyoming, and was kind of an old, just like an old, I don't even know what you would call it. He lived off the land in that area for many, many years, pretty much was born and raised there in a holler. So he lived in this rough cabin. And he lived, in the early 1900s and late 1800s, right next to that manor on the house. And, it was, you know, not too far from the house. And it was a shared road that you had to use to get into both the manor and Anson Eddy's holler, his cabin. And back in the day, before this family came into ownership of the manor, an artist from New York, wanted to kind of make a name for himself in a small cowboy town, in Wyoming and, you know, discover what the West was really like, you know, compared to his city life. And so he and his family moved to this manor and had to share this road with Anson Eddy, his neighbor. Well, after sharing the road for a few years, just came to really dislike each other. And of course, things got hostile when it came to even just down getting into out of the home or out of the manor for both of them. So relations got so tense between the two that I guess one day, as the story goes and as the newspapers actually say, you can look this up online, the artist, I can't even remember his name at this point, but was driving or walking back to his home, the manor, and was shot, or I'm sorry, I think he actually was fixing a fence of his, but using the road nonetheless, and was somehow mysteriously shot from atop a mountain, a nearby ridge, and was killed. So this artist was murdered, and Anson Eddy was put on trial for it. He was actually acquitted, famously acquitted, and the story goes is he was in the streets of Cody, Wyoming that day when he was acquitted of it or found not guilty and passing out all of the not guilty newspapers that said that and pretty much bragging about it. So it kind of is an old legend in this town that he is the one responsible for this artist's death, even though the jury did not find him technically guilty. He seems like, I guess he was pretty smug about it all the years. So back to my chef ex-boyfriend and his friend staying and cooking at this home and in this neighboring tiny cabin. The cabin was not Anson Eddy's they were staying in, by the way. It was just like the guest cabin off the manor. The old holler cabin was like more like a neighboring home or property, and they just had to share that road back in the day. I don't know if it's his holler or cabin is still there to this day, but the manor for sure is. That night, I want to say it was one of my ex's last few nights there, he had an experience. And he called me the next morning, frantic. And I immediately asked him, you know, what had happened, and this is what he told me. He said, you know, after kind of learning about all the history of the land and coming actually to learn that the cool painting in his room with all the wood and the old man in it was Ansonetti. And they said they were the night before with his buddy, and they were both sleeping in their respective, you know, twin beds. And it was the middle of the night sometime. And, you know, everything had been fine before then. He wasn't spooked. It's not like he went to bed scared or, you know, with this tale on his mind. But he said everything was fine. And he was facing the wall, sleeping in the dark, and rolled over in the middle of the night, you know, sort of to face the open space or basically his buddy in the other bed. And there facing him, inches from his face, was the man in the picture, in the painting, Ansonetti, smiling at him, grinning at him. He said the details in his face were so real that he wasn't even sure it was a ghost. He said it looked like a real person just standing there. He could see every wrinkle, every bit of stubble, the grin, the gaps, and the dirt in his teeth. And he was basically bent over, hands on his knees, face to face with him, and grinning. And I can't really recall what was said. I believe from memory, the spirit, Ansonetti, whoever, whatever it was, said boo. And that was that. And he said he was so in shock, rolled, basically just stood there frozen, lay there frozen in bed, didn't know what to do, and basically rolled over and he was gone after that. So I can't believe his reaction. I know you guys are probably freaking out about, oh my God, I can't believe he just brushed it off like that. I think it was just more pure shock. And he can't really remember him like fading away per se. It just like the minute he took his eyes off of him or rolled over or tried to blink, essentially he was gone. But he for sure is 100% that it was the man in the painting in his room. And based on the stories and the legend, it sounds like it was the alleged murderer of the artist that stayed in that very manner. I hope you guys enjoyed not my story, but someone close to me's story. And yeah, I will call back with my own stories here soon. Thanks, and keep up the good work, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.